This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. This is the ultimate capitalist weapon when you use it within the vehicle of health care. This is Christian health sharing and capitalism combined, and it is fantastic. There are no windows, no limit enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I saved $18,000 year one, year two, and now year three. We're coming to the second half of year three, so it'll be $54,000 over 3 years. And they reimbursed me for a major dental bill for my son. They reimbursed me for three doctor visits in 2019. And then they reimbursed me for, They basically paid the whole bill for the doctors, the surgeon, the anesthesiologist, the hospital, the surgery, you name it, for my kidney stones in February. Amazing. I love these guys. Unbelievable. I never got this kind of treatment from a health insurance company. I'd much rather be with Christian Health Sharing. This is the model for America. $107 a month for a single and $449 a month for a family is where both prices start and just barely goes up from there. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to lightyourliberty.com. Thank you, Liberty Health Share.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to stumble. It's time for round two of the Democrat presidential debates. One by one, we'll bring out each candidate, and please give them a rousing round of applause. The Democrat governor of Montana and by far the least recognizable presidential candidate at 6'1", 165.5 pounds. Ladies and gentlemen, they call him Dr. Danger, Steve Bullock. Hailing from the home of Touchdown Jesus, he's gay, but not quite gay enough. He currently sits at just shy of 6% in the national polls. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Buttigieg! He was the first Democrat candidate to announce a campaign for the 2020 election. Question: if a candidate announces they are running for president and nobody cares, does it really matter? They call him the Brains of Stone. Please welcome John Delaney. He is the former Democrat governor of Colorado, and his friends call him the Rocky Mountain High. He's currently sitting at 0% in all the national polls. Give it up for the Big Loop, John Hickenlooper.
Born in the summer of his 27th year.
She is a Democrat member of the United States Senate from Minnesota. She backs the Green New Deal, gun control, and refuses to let members of her staff look her directly in the face. Best known as the knock blocker, Amy Klobuchar. Was the media darling when he graced the cover of Vanity Fair. He's an avid skateboard enthusiast, as well as a part-time, semi-fluent, fake Spanish-speaking bilingual phony. He's the fan favorite, without a doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, Beto
progressive Democrat, United States Representative from Ohio. And for some reason, he loves yoga, which essentially eliminates him from the race immediately. Ladies and gentlemen, a lukewarm reception, please, for Tim Big Daddy Ryan. She wants to bring a moral and spiritual awakening to the United States with her candidacy. She supports Medicare for All, the Green New Deal, and $100 billion in reparations for slavery. She attended Pomona College in California for 2 years. Two whole years! She is so far left, she almost shows up on the right. Put your hands together for Marianne Williamson! Born just 4 days after Abraham Lincoln became president. He's in favor of Medicare for All, the Green New Deal, a $15 minimum wage. Just don't ask his own employees. And tuition-free college. He's been a senator for Vermont since 1916. Burn, baby, burn. Ladies and gentlemen, Bernie Sanders. Planning on taxing you to oblivion. She's an adjunct professor at prestigious Harvard University. She currently sits in third place in the national presidential polls. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Elizabeth T.J. Warren. Absolutely no relation to the great Tony Bennett. In fact, he was born in New Delhi, India. So I'm somewhat confused, and I don't even think he can be president. Sitting at an unmovable, unwavering 0% in the polls. Please welcome Michael Bennett. He is absolutely a fan favorite. In fact, he wants to give you $1,000 in cold hard cash for just shaking his hand. He's the master manipulator and self-proclaimed financial wizard. He's the yin to your yang. Ladies and gentlemen, Andrew Yang. Doesn't care about spending, the military, infrastructure, or immigration. He is, in essence, a one-issue, one-pump chump. He hails from the Pacific Northwest and the beautiful state of Washington. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Governor Jay Inslee. She is ferocious and without question a force to be reckoned with. She is a United States Senator born and raised in the tough city of Oakland, California. Her college nickname could follow her all the way to the White House. Ladies and gentlemen, Kamala Boom Boom Harris! She's a Dartmouth grad and never met a man she actually liked. She currently represents New York's 20th Congressional District in the United States House of Representatives. She is one of a few candidates who is actually polling below zero. Ladies and ladies only, please welcome Kristen Gillibrand. A Democrat member of the United States House of Representatives. She has military experience as a veteran of the Iraq War. And polls show she is actually the only person that middle America can actually stomach for more than 5 minutes. A warm Aloha State welcome, Tulsi Gabbard. Born in San Antonio, Texas, he graduated from Stanford University with a BA in political science and communication, a junior doctorate from Harvard Law School. And honestly, I have never, ever heard of this guy. Ladies and gentlemen, Julian Castro. Is a United States Senator from the cesspool known as New Jersey. He supports the Green New Deal and criminal justice reform and full-fledged reparations. He is wicked smart.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb, I'm smart.
Rhodes Scholar, and his friends call him the Bookmaker. Ladies and gentlemen, Cory Booker. Without question, the least popular, least liked, least appreciated, lowest IQ individual ever to run for political office anywhere at any time. He has literally run New York City straight into the toilet. If Charles Manson were actually alive today, he'd have a better chance at winning the presidency than New York's own Bill de Blasio.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
And finally, he is an overwhelming favorite in Las Vegas. The Bookmakers put his chances at being the Democrat nominee at less than 2-1. He has never met a woman he hasn't hugged or a hairstyle he hasn't smelled. Ladies and gentlemen, a big presidential debate welcome to Uncle Joe Biden! People on this stage badly will be the Democrat nominee for President of the United States. God help us all!
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, my name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. As we approach the bottom of the hour, we'll chat with James Hearson at that point in time. Always a pleasure to talk with him. Wayne talks to him once a week, and he's been kind enough to give us a call, so we'll chat with him about some things going on in Hollywood and beyond. You have some time to squeeze a call in. Once again, 833-927-8255. We had calls from all over the country last night. Vegas and Utah. We had my main man driving around in Utah last night. And I guess he was supposed to be in Kansas today, I think. So hopefully he made it. You know? Hopefully he made it. I would hate to see anything bad happen to him. Okay. So we've touched on this in the past, but this story was sent to me just a little while ago. And again, it's something that it's concerning. It's bothersome. It's not changing the world, but it is in a little way, I guess. Transgender weightlifter Laurel Hubbard, gold medal winning performance at the Pacific Games, continues to reverberate along all of those transgender lines. So the New Zealand women's groups demanding Sports Authority put a stop to unfair competition. I've handled this multiple times in the past. I've actually had the father of an athlete who lost a state championship here in Connecticut because of a transgender athlete who was running as a female but was a boy. So this person, here's the thing. This person, Hubbard, who competed for New Zealand's men's lifting before her transition in her 30s, won two golds and a silver. You want a silver? You're a man, for God's sake. Anyway, in the women's heavyweight categories in the games in Sonoma earlier this month, she topped the podium ahead of the Samoan runner-up. By the way, Samoans are very strong. And Commonwealth Games again, with Hubbard's free to compete at next year's Tokyo Olympics. You know what? This is good. This is actually a good thing. So here's what's going to happen. This person, this transgendered person, is going to go to the Olympics now in Tokyo. She's only 41 years old. It'll be a lightning rod for criticism, and it will put an end to this. Because this person will win all of the gold medals, or at least most of them. I can't believe they didn't win all of them this time around. I mean, it's a man. And it will turn the... See, once the Olympics gets corrupted, like these kinds of medal games... Okay, look, if you're a hardcore fan, it bothers you. But the jamokes like me and everybody else out there who don't know anything about this stuff, we're casually watch it. You're offended somewhat, I think, because the poor women who train like crazy to win these events, now they get second and third place, or they don't place at all because you got a man who is competing against a woman. Okay, so when it comes to the... When it gets to the Olympics, it will be a game changer, because then it'll be a national stage, and there'll be a portion of the population that'll give. It'll be a golf clap, right? Oh, what a wonderful thing! How invigorating! How proud your parents must be of you to compete over such adversity. No, the majority of the planet will be beside themselves, is the best way I can say it, because they'll watch a actual biological woman stand on a lower level as this biological man when he gets the gold medal, she gets the gold medal, and that will be a game changer. That's my prediction, because the Olympics is just too big. People, listen, most people... Like me, most people who are just regular knuckle-dragging people who go to work every day and have a life and what have you, we want somebody to be happy. I want you to be happy. If you're a man trapped in a woman's body, or a woman trapped in a man's body, and there's some way for you to get out and feel better about yourself, I am not the person to tell you not to do that. I mean, there are a lot of studies out there that say you're not going to be any happier. In fact, it's going to work out worse for you in the end. But if that is something you want to do, that's your business, you're not affecting anybody, go for it. I mean, if it makes you feel good in that moment to identify as a woman, as long as you're not going to the bathroom with a 6-year-old in a female bathroom and basically haunting that kid for life, if that makes you happy, go ahead, right? But when you start to affect somebody else, somebody else's happiness, somebody else's financial security, somebody else's well-being, somebody else's security, well, now it changes. It's a game changer. So, in this case, when you're literally changing the sport, right, especially if it makes it... What's next? I mean, you're going to have men playing on the women's basketball team for gold medal? I mean, it's crazy. It is absolutely crazy. All right. Listen, James Hearson will join us after the bottom of the hour. Stick around. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his administration has done a lot to help the African-American community.
If the news reported it properly, of all of the things I've done for African-Americans, of all of the things that, like criminal justice reform, like opportunity zones, like all, I think I do very well with the African-Americans.
The president speaking outside the White House as he continues to tweet about Baltimore, which is Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings' home district. Reports say that North Korea has fired unidentified projectiles off its east coast. According to a South Korean news agency, the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the South Korean government say the projectiles were launched from a peninsula. The South Korean government says they're monitoring the situation. And to look at your numbers on Wall Street, Street at the closing bell. The Dow was down 23 points to close at 27,198. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne is on vacation through tomorrow. He'll be back on Thursday. My name is Lee Elsie, and I have the official tag of being the fill-in guy for Wayne Allyn Root whenever he goes and, you know, basically disappears into the deep woods. I also get an hour on Thursday, every Thursday. So if you, you know, love me and go crazy for me like I know you probably are right now, mark it down on your refrigerator. Again, in crayon, that I'll be on Thursday nights from 6 to 7, in addition to all the time that I get a chance to fill in for Wayne Allyn Root. I actually love this guest whenever Wayne has him on. He's fantastic. James Hearson, who is everything and anything from a New York Times bestseller, international business attorney. He's been on Fox News, ABC, NBC, the whole list, all the letters, every one of the channels, and always love having him on. James Hearson, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good to be with you, Lee. You know, it's funny, but you look at all those letters. I used to appear on CNN and MSNBC all the time, but not anymore.
Well, what happened?
They've really cut down on their, you know, they've increased their blacklist. They fired practically everyone that was actually forming a different opinion than Don Lamone and the others, you know. So it's interesting, but the cable news landscape has changed so much.
Well, do you think it's the beginning of the end for the cable news networks? And in particular, I mean, CNN's ratings continue to go down. Fox has actually moved in some cases a little bit more towards the middle, you know, away from the extreme right, except, in, of course, if you're Hannity, it's a little bit of a different story. But, I mean, you think that there is something new maybe bubbling or brewing in the background that's going to replace these kind of cable shows?
Oh, there's clearly something new, and it's already been bubbling up. And, you know, you guys are part of it. You do Newsmax TV. There's One America News. There's a whole host of opportunities and things. But it's what has taken hold of the entertainment world with Netflix and
right.
Hulu, and now Disney has their Disney Plus. And it's just the idea of on-demand and live streaming taking the place of cable. As a matter of fact, with the young people that I know, millennials I know, virtually none of them actually have cable in the traditional sense. They may subscribe, you know, they may watch, some of them may watch Fox News, but they'll do it through an app.
Right.
Same thing with sports channels. And I think one, it really, you know, there hasn't been really one company that's made a interface that is really user-friendly, that really works the way that cable worked when you talk about real-time broadcasting. But I think it's going to happen, and I think that will be the death knell. And that's part of the reason you notice Fox News has set up Fox Nation, which is a pure digital subscription concept, and virtually every network has a digital version, and they're all doing on demand. And I just think it's a matter of time. And it's interesting you mentioned about Fox moving to the center. The real reason for that, of course, is that Rupert Murdoch, the founder of Fox, has moved away from day-to-day management, giving it over to his two sons. And the wrong son is managing Fox News.
Right.
And the reason I say the wrong son is that the liberal son, the
correct.
Son who's married to a woman who used to work for Hillary Clinton, and that's why you notice the changes. You notice it clearly in anything but the prime time. You notice it in personalities such as Chris Wallace, Neil Cavuto, Fox Nine, Donna Brazile, who CNN fired?
Right.
I mean, even the president has tweeted about it. So there's no question that Fox has moved away from their original business model. And it remains to be seen whether they're going to get hurt. I think as some of these competitors grow, I think they might experience what ESPN experienced. You know, that is enough of a loss to change their philosophy.
Is there a breaking point where it becomes too many of these sort of outlets? In other words, you know, you got everybody and their grandmother with a podcast. Everybody has some kind of a video cast. Everybody is doing something. And then each of these individual outlets has multiple platforms. No person can watch all this stuff. So is there enough of that to feed the beast?
Well, I mean, the question is, you know, basically what we're talking about is consumers have more choices because there are more voices, and the accessibility to the media now is everyone. Anyone can start a YouTube channel. Anyone can start a podcast. Anyone, basically, so it's all accessible. So the question is, you know, will certain news-oriented, talk-oriented approaches to the digital realm rise to the surface? And of course they will. And there'll be, some of them are going to be personalities and concepts that we don't even know about today. But they'll rise up, you know, much like, I mean, how long has Dan Bongino became like a Fox contributor and he substituted for host, but he burst on the podcast scene and he's moved up in the podcast rankings to have a pretty high rating, and he's only been doing it, I'm guessing, maybe less than 2 years. So I'd say 5 years ago, no one had ever heard of him. And that's the way it's going to be. So it's going to move faster. But that's exciting to me. The thing that's kind of sad to me is that the company that controls most of this, and there are companies that do, Google owns YouTube. Google is the predominant search platform, meaning that they're the doorway to the digital world, and they own the predominant video platform, YouTube. I think together that makes Google clearly the most powerful company in the world. A company unlike something that we would ever conceive of just 10 or 15 years ago. And now Google is showing a bias against America, against Christianity, against traditional values, against conservatives. And they tell us over and over again, no, we're not biased. Just like they tell us, oh, no, we're responsible with your data. And over and over again, we have reports that indicate that what they're telling us is not true.
Right.
And that is, they remove videos that they disagree with. They demonetize channels that they don't like. And, you know, when it comes to, when I said about them being anti-American, Google is involved in what they call a Manhattan Project. The Manhattan Project refers to the project where the United States of America developed the atomic bomb, which helped us, obviously, win World War II and was decisive in the Pacific. The new Manhattan Project is artificial intelligence, which has all kinds of very serious national security implications. And the American military wanted to work with Google on artificial intelligence, and Google canceled it based on employee dissent. In other words, the employees of Google were upset that Google would work with our country's military. Yet the same company works with the Chinese. They do so indirectly, but if you work with big corporations in China, they're all basically state-owned. They're certainly state-affiliated, and they have a concept in China called fusion, which essentially means civilian and military are the same. And if you give technological secrets to a Chinese company, you can absolutely rest assured that the military, the communist military, will have those secrets. And so Google's giving those secrets to China and holding it back from the United States. That is the definition of anti-American, or far worse.
Yeah. Well, how do we let them get away with that? And what is the reason, what do you think the reason is that they would do that?
Well, I just think that Silicon Valley is filled with people. Many are young people, millennials and such. They've been indoctrinated in a school system that's been infiltrated. They've been indoctrinated in an academic world, been told that America is evil and bad, that America stands for, as these young freshman congresswomen say, that America stands for racism and bigotry and oppression and colonialism and all this claptrap. And they embrace the liberal worldview of Silicon Valley, which is very similar to Hollywood, which is a view that embraces so-called reproductive rights, that abhors the traditional family and hates Christianity with a passion. And there have been people inside of Google that have blown the whistle on the hatred of Christianity. But a recent case, this guy named Chad Robichaud, Marine veteran.
Hey, James, can we hold this over to the break? I got to get to a break, okay?
Sure.
We'll come back with James Hearson again. We'll continue this conversation. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered. Hang on.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com, and regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly. Truly, Wayne Allen Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, no Wayne Allen Root tonight. My name is Lee Elsie filling in, and Wayne will be back on Thursday, same bat time, always same bat channel. James Hearson is with us, and we were almost at the end of the story, James. You were weaving your way through, and again, I didn't want people out there not to get the conclusion. So you left off, I think, at Chad Robichaud. Is that where you left off? Is that where we
were? That's right. I did. You know, what I was talking about was Christian bias, Christian hatred by Google. Because there was an employee that blew the whistle and said that Google is anti-Christian. And this guy, Chad Robichaud, this is a guy, Marine veteran, MMA fighter, formerly. He started a charitable foundation to basically help veterans with PTSD. Now, you know, and he does it through faith. So it's a Christian group. It's called the Mighty Oaks. It's a Christian group. So he has a YouTube channel, and he's going to do an ad, and he picks a keyword, and people don't know. Keyword is something you use to target a group that's going to use that word in a search. So he's a Christian group. It's a Christian episode, so he chooses the word Christian.
Oh.
And YouTube rejects it.
Unbelievable.
Now, he had used the word for years.
Right.
And they said, it's our new rule. It's our new criteria. We don't allow religious words. So Robichaud says, oh, okay, let me try this. I'm going to do the ad, and instead of Christian, I'll put in the word Muslim. What happened? No problem. Green light. So there it is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just stark proof that Google selectively applied its business policies that some religions are just more equal than others, according to Google. It's very disturbing. And, you know, people ask, well, what can we do? Well, these companies, these big tech companies, have legislative protection from lawsuits. What Congress has given, it can take away. That's something to look at. Yeah. And then, of course, the other thing is they're doing an antitrust investigation. I think Google is likely, there's going to be people that suggest breaking them up.
Well, you know what?
I got to just say real quick, interject. I've never been for, like, really for that kind of an attitude. Like, build a better mousetrap if you want to have a better business. But you know what? In this case, the way Google has it and Facebook has it all monopolized, they have to break it up. Because it's just impossible to, like you said, you see this all the time when it comes to them weighing one side against the other, and it's just not fair.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's just too many people that it's happened to. You just hear it over and over and over again. So in a sense, it's Google.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about.
James Hearson is with us, and his website, if you'd like to go check out some of the things that he writes, is jameshearson.com. Party of Five, James. I never watched it, but there's a reboot, and apparently it's incredibly PC. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean, this is where Hollywood's going nuts with being woke. You know, they say, get woke, go broke. And I think the Party of Five is going to be rotten. The original Party of Five was a family basically raised by the older siblings. I mean, it was a great show. A lot of people went on to be stars, especially Jennifer Love Hewitt. She came from that show, Nev Campbell. And it was the parents had been killed in a drunk driving accident. The older siblings raised the kids. Really kind of fun, combined drama and comedy. The reboot, get this, is a Mexican family whose parents have been deported. Presumably, so then you have to assume whether they say it or not, the deportation was, you know who, which president was that.
Oh my
and
God.
So it plays into the hands of the Democrat narrative. And this is the way these Hollywood people have their heads up there, you know where. Look, what did they just do? They made Thor the Thunder God,
yeah,
Natalie Portman, a woman.
I know.
They made 007 into an African-American woman.
Yeah.
You know, what's next? What are we going to do next? I can't imagine what the flaming torch is going to be, the human torch is going to be. But, I mean, do you think of any of these characters? We got to, you know, we have to change them to the special class of left-wing category. So it's going to be a binary cross-dresser superhero.
I mean, are you going to get a transgender Captain America or Mrs. America? How are you going to play that out? I mean, I agree. And they're always playing to that like ultra-tiny percentage, the 4% of the people out there who really give a damn about that.
Well, and most of the time it doesn't work, because if they shoehorn it in like that, I mean, look what happened with the Ghostbusters reboot, where they made
disaster.
It all women. It was a bomb.
Yeah.
The Ocean's, what was it, Ocean's 8? The Ocean's,
yeah, Ocean Day bomb.
Deal with,
sure,
Sandra Bullock. It,
yeah,
wasn't. I mean, you know, I'm sorry, you're going to have a gangster movie. You got to have the right guys.
A gangster!
De Niro's too old. A gangster, that's right.
That's right.
And so, yeah. I love there's people. Diversity is a beautiful thing.
Right.
You can't force diversity.
Exactly. James, I got to run. Listen, it's a great pleasure to get the chance to talk to you. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much for calling in, even though Wayne wasn't around. JamesHearson.com. Anything that we need to know before we go?
No.
Okay.
You've told the people everything they need to know. Please.
Well, that's good. My job is done. Thank you, James. We'll be back. USA Radio Network. Stick around.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100, or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Ooh.